17. The cross gave death stroke to Satan. He, Christ, died on the cross to give the death stroke to Satan, and to take away the sin of every believing soul. What right had Christ to take the captives out of the enemy's hands? The right of having made a sacrifice that satisfies the principles of justice by which the kingdom of heaven is governed. He came to this earth as the redeemer of the lost race, to conquer the wily foe, and, by his steadfast allegiance to right, to save all who accept him as their savior. On the cross of Calvary he paid the redemption price of the race. And thus he gained the right to take the captives from the grasp of the great deceiver, who, by a lie, framed against the government of God, caused the fall of man, and thus forfeited all claim to be called the loyal subject of God's glorious everlasting kingdom. Christ on the cross not only draws men to repentance toward God for the transgression of his law, for whom God pardons he first makes penitent, but Christ has satisfied justice, he has proffered himself as an atonement. His gushing blood, his broken body satisfy the claims of the broken law, and thus he bridges the gulf which sin has made. He suffered in the flesh that with his bruised and broken body he might cover the defenseless sinner. The victory gained at his death on Calvary broke forever the accusing power of Satan over the universe and silenced his charges that self-denial was impossible with God and therefore not essential in the human family. He, Christ, planted his cross midway between heaven and earth, that he might wrestle with and overcome the powers of darkness. He gave his life for the life of sinners, and Satan, the prince of the world, was cast out. Soon was to be offered the great sacrifice to which all the Jewish offerings pointed. When with the cross before him, the Savior uttered the sublime prediction, "Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up, shall draw all men unto me." He saw that the great apostate, who had been expelled from heaven, was the central power in the earth. Looking for Satan's throne, he found it set up where God should have been. He saw all men worshipping the apostate, who inspired them with rebellion. The inhabitants of this world had prostrated themselves at Satan's feet. Christ declared, "Where stands Satan's throne, there shall stand my cross, the instrument of humiliation and suffering." Christ was crucified, but in wondrous power and glory he rose from the tomb. He took in his grasp the world over which Satan claimed to preside, and restored the human race to favor with God. And at this glorious completion of his work, songs of triumph echoed and re-echoed through the unfallen worlds. Angel and archangel, cherubim and seraphim, joined in the chorus of victory.